Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It took so long to change my mind.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. When you get there, you'll find out all the things that we find out an awful lot about what's in the book and what other people have said about it. You can find out how to buy the book and in all the different ways from me, from Amazon, from other places. And you can get the ebook from Amazon, also from me. And so check it out there at ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. She's the president of Speak for Yourself. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Karen?
Yes, sir.
Speakforyourself.com. You can find all the things that she does for herself to put her own best foot forward. But most of what she does is in her work is to help you put your best foot forward. And that's what we're talking about right now is the 180 rule that she's been telling us about. It actually is also coming out of a series of books that are being published, right, Karen? A series of e-books on how to turn your thinking around.
You can actually buy the book itself. But yes, it's part of a 180 rule series, which is also the website. It's called 180 rule series, and there's
right.
You can use this 180 rule for accountability, for business development, for employee recognition, for getting the results faster, mm-hmm. for innovation, for leadership coaching, for loyalizing your employees, for powerful presentations, which is my book as part of this series,
right.
and for the art of connecting. And so it's a series of books that I believe our listeners could utilize, because what it ends up doing is utilizing those demons in your head and using them to work for you
mm-hmm.
rather than against you.
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about on the show quite a bit over the years, especially with our good friend Kelly Owyler, Karen, is the concept of paradoxes.
Right.
You know,
the
180 rule is all about paradoxes, isn't it? Because the thing that makes you one way, you know, everything that you have in you, there's an equal and opposite force on the other side in you. You can't be half of a force. You've got the pendulum swings both ways, doesn't it?
It does. And one of the things that's been interesting, I've been working quite a lot lately doing customized executive coaching with CEOs, and I'm realizing even more than in the past that people are suffering from huge amounts of stage fright and huge amount of nerves. And so let's just use the 180 rule here that I've been doing with my CEOs. You want to present from a position of strength, especially as a CEO, and all of us in small business are the CEOs, by the way. So if you use the 180 rule, you go, well, I'm going to dwell on past unsuccessful presentations I've given. I'm going to forget the reasons why I've earned the right to give this presentation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to concentrate on everybody else who does a better job. I'm going to negate the data that supports my position. I'm going to apologize unnecessarily. All the things that can mess with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then you tweak it around. You tweak it to work for you rather than against you.
So you basically, when you say it that much, you start realizing, you know what, this is getting ridiculous. This is not the way I am at all.
You begin to say, well, I won't dwell on past unsuccessful presentations, especially the one I gave in the seventh grade. And I will remember the reasons why I have earned the right to be up here and give this presentation. I won't concentrate on people that are half my age that seem to be gaining influence. I won't negate. So I will be happy about using the data that supports my position.
Mm-hmm.
I won't apologize. So in other words, we're going to flip it around to, I will check the AV system. I will get there early.
Mm-hmm.
I will do the research.
Here are the things I will do to make sure that I have a good experience and that my audience has a good experience whatever
to negate,
it may be.
Yeah. I guess in a way to negate my negativity.
And we can do the same thing. One of the things I want to make sure we've talked about, Karen, is most people listening to you right now are not going to give a speech anytime soon, but they are going to open up their doors. They are going to wait on customers. They are going to engage their employees. They are going to talk to vendors.
They're going to sell themselves.
That's right.
And sell their service or sell their professionalism.
The 180 rule.
Open your mouth.
The 180 rule is something we can all use every day, isn't it?
Every time you open your mouth, you can think about how I'm going to flop that negative bias in my brain and work it to it's a positive bias.
Is it if we do this enough and we walk ourselves through these steps enough, do you finally get to where you spend less and less time in the negative and more time in the positive as you go through this process?
Yes, because you become more aware. And you become more aware, it becomes more conscious rather than subconscious. Because subconsciously, we all dance with those demons. Mm-hmm. And if we can just say, okay, I'm gonna do a wonderful waltz here. I'm not going to just let you just stomp all over my psyche.
Right.
I'm going to figure out how to use you in a positive way and how to channel you in a way that's going to bring me business.
And
that's what it's all about. It's
and
not
Karen,
you. It's
I
not
think... I think the negatives that come out naturally, and the positives that we know are in there, I think that's all part of the pendulum swing. That is us. That's the paradox. And I think all of that is how you seek excellence. Don't you think?
And be powerful, exactly, and give powerful presentations in your head and to your clients.
Speakforyourself.com is her website. The 180 Rule, a powerful presentations is the book. Karen, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.